The two women mounted a petition on Kennedy Quay and handed out flyers to tourists seeking support. However, in a statement issued to Red FM News, Spike Island Development Company say they can confirm the seasonal fixed-term contracts of six employees expired this month as the business winds down for the quiet season, and say a previous version of the contract, which ran from February to November 2020, was suspended in March due to the COVID-19 pandemic lockdown and its effect on the business. The company also says it has always provided toilet facilities for staff working in Cove ever since a ticket office was located at Kennedy Pier. These facilities were provided by way of a formal arrangement with a partner business in Cove for use of their private staff facilities. They also say as a result of the COVID-19 outbreak, they moved to provide additional staff facilities, including sanitizers and PPE. And the company also moved to install a replacement toilet facility for staff at the Kennedy Pier location. Spike Island Development Company say they would welcome the opportunity to discuss these matters with Unite, and they have issued a request for a meeting with the union. Fiona O'Donovan, Red FM News.